Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 246 for Friday, January 29th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker on Friday, with a firmer tone in the Canadian dollar and positioning against Chicago soybeans behind some of the selling pressure. Canola was down by $1 to $3, the March contract down $1.90 at $476 per ton. Canola lagged Chicago soybeans to the downside yesterday and was not following its U.S. counterpart to the upside today, as the spread between the two oilseeds was said to be in need of some rebalancing. Participants were thought to be selling canola while buying beans. Bearish chart signals contributed to the losses in canola, with some stops hit on the way down. However, support was uncovered to the downside, and the market recovered well off its session lows. Solid exporter and domestic crusher demand did remain supportive. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher, with soybeans leading to the upside as the grains and oilseeds saw a correction ahead of the month end. Soybeans up by 12 to 14 cents, the March contract up 14 at 882 per bushel. After falling by a similar amount yesterday, the losses were deemed overdone and chart-based buying on the other side came forward to support prices today. Weather uncertainty in some parts of South America provided support as well. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales at about 650,000 tons were in line with trade guesses but well off last week's level, and that did slow the advances. For corn, prices were up 3 to 6 cents, the March contract up 6 at 372 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of 817,000 tons were at the low end of trade guesses but still deemed good overall. Advances in crude oil helped lend some spillover support to the ethanol-linked corn market, but corn does still remain range-bound overall and is holding well within its long-term sideways pattern. Wheat was up 4 to 7 cents. The March contract in Chicago up 7 at $4.79 per bushel. Short covering ahead of the weekend was a feature. Russia is now generally expected to be leaving its export taxes on wheat unchanged after there had been some ideas earlier in the week that the country would either tighten or ease its export policy. Poor export demand for U.S. wheat does continue to overhang the market as U.S. supplies remain expensive for international buyers, but weekly U.S. export sales of about 300,000 tons have U.S. commitments running ahead of expectations. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, January 29th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.